behind the desk, stretched out her arms, and cracked her neck like you might see a wild animal do. Thin and well-dressed, she looked more like a retired model than a teacher. How in God's name did she hear the hushed conversation? Maddie wondered. She and Carl were in the back row, at least 40 feet from the front of the room. My name is Professor Forsyth, and this is fourth-year biotechnical engineering. I expect all of my students to be here on time, including you, Miss Thompson. Today I was lenient, tomorrow I will not be. If you are not here at 7, don't bother coming. As the lecture began, Maddie felt herself blush. She had no idea how the teacher knew her name or how she knew she was late. There was no way she could have heard her come in from where she had been asleep in the front of the classroom. She couldn't pinpoint what it was, but something about the woman seemed familiar. The lecture lasted the full 2 hours. By the time Professor Forsyth finished, Maddie felt the full effects of the drinking from the night before. Her head was throbbing and, based on a quick glance around the room, she wasn't alone. The lecture finished up, and Maddie was about to head out the door when she realized someone had left their purse. The school's office was in the opposite direction from her next class. She looked down at the podium where Professor Forsyth was packing up her things. Sighing dramatically, Maddie headed